Back in March, Google tried to get around mainland China's censors by moving its Chinese language search engine to Hong Kong. The move quickly grew into a diplomatic dispute between Beijing and Washington. NPR's Anthony Kuhn now reports from Beijing on Google's latest efforts to make an end run around China's censors.
As of today, Google's mainland China site has nothing but a hyperlink saying that the site has moved. All you can do is click on it, at which point you're redirected to the Hong Kong site. Before, users were automatically rerouted there. So for the user, the difference is just that one mouse click. The Google controversy has remained highly politicized since Secretary of State Hillary Clinton used it to press China on internet freedoms. Harvard Business School internet expert Ben Edelman says that Google's latest maneuver is unlikely to placate Beijing.
If China were looking to compromise, this would let China save face. But I don't get the sense that they're looking to compromise. They're furious at Google, all the more so after Google takes these steps. And they're not likely to regard this as sufficient.
Google's chief legal officer, David Drummond, said on his blog that Google made the change because China had threatened to revoke the company's internet content provider license, which expires tomorrow local time. Beijing-based information technology blogger Hong Bo says that Google needs that license to keep its Chinese internet address and continue providing email, mapping, and other services in China.
The internet content provider license is extremely important to Google. It doesn't want to lose this annual renewal. If it did, it wouldn't have the right to conduct any internet business in China.
Ben Edelman says the trick for Google is to take credit for pulling its search engine out of China in support of free speech while continuing to do other business there.
Google got great publicity in the United States for threatening to pull out of China, and that may have been enough. Given the size of their market in China, they just didn't have that much market share. What are they exactly giving up? If they can make this compromise work, if they can find a way to have their cake and eat it too, they'd be awfully happy with that outcome.
China has not yet responded to Google's latest move. Foreign Ministry spokesman Qin Gang today just reminded foreign internet companies doing business in China to obey the country's laws. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
This is NPR.